Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Ice cream, vanilla ice cream, strawberry ice cream, chocolate ice cream. So many flavors. Ice cream, red and yellow. Ice cream, blue and purple. Ice cream,
Everybody loves ice cream. I love it. Who doesn't like ice cream? We are so happy to have in our studio Tim Philpott and Chip Grader from Grader's Ice Cream. You're opening your new location in Winnetka today. Mary Sandberg is over the moon excited. Kim Gordon, our midday anchor from, she worked, spent a lot of time in Cincinnati. These two have been like over the moon, so excited about the new opening. So welcome. Well, I know you've been here, but congratulations on the new store.
Thank you very much. We're excited to be here, and it's just fantastic to be able to open up to, well, actually a couple days ago. We have our grand opening today at 11, so we're super excited. It's been a long time coming, but we're ready to scoop some ice cream.
I think we literally waited
a year
for it to come. Yes. So
that's very cool, and it doesn't matter that it's 32 degrees. Get ice cream. Everybody
loves it. No, it's we've had a great crowd the last couple nights, so it's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
All right, so Grader's Ice Cream. Tell us, for those who don't know, your legacy. Fill us in.
Oh, gosh. Well, just as you said, I'm Chip Grader, part of the fourth generation of Grader's to kind of run the family business. I've got a brother and a cousin that do their fair share to keep the family tradition going. Started with my great-grandfather in 1870, and we're just a small family ice cream business in Cincinnati that's been fortunate enough to do the right things, hire the right folks to keep the business going, and we've got a great team that has enabled us to continue on this legacy. We make it 2.5 gallons at a time in what we call a French pot, and it's all hand packed, and so we use the best ingredients, and it creates a really unique ice cream product.
Is that the key? Real ingredients, real milk,
yes.
Real not.
Well,
you know.
and really, I mean. That goes without question. We buy the best ingredients, period, but it's really the process and the way we make it. And it's artisanal, all handmade, so that's what really sets it apart.
I mean, you guys are heroes, let's be honest. It's you're doing God's work, but
yeah.
But I don't know if I've ever actually seen somebody this excited as Mary Sandberg is right now. So I just want to, I mean, she's taken like 100 pictures of ice cream cups. She's looking at you like you're
Willy
like,
Wonka.
Yeah,
like he's Willy Wonka.
I
mean,
I thought Grzanich would be more excited, but you've got him beat.
Because he had news to work on, but he's just as excited, I think.
He'll be down here in about 30 seconds.
I mean, the question is, seriously, have you ever seen anybody as excited as Mary right now?
Well, she's very sweet, but
I attacked them when they came in the door because wanted them to know I used to order the black cherry chocolate chip to be delivered here because I couldn't get it here.
That's what Kim would do. She would do the same thing. Our friend Kim, she and her husband moved here, and they would order.
Yeah.
What you said, you by crates, right? Like on dry ice, you can send them.
Yeah,
the same thing?
I ordered like 6 pints at a time, I think, and
yep.
And it was, and then
a lot
you have
of people
to like
do that.
Savor
a lot of
it. Yeah,
do that.
So. But now I've got it right. Yeah. I can go there every day.
She's rationing it. Her children are going, oh, can we have... No.
What's the address of the Winnetka one?
940 Green Bay Road. It's a great place for families
Green
to
Bay
go.
Green Bay and Gage Street, yeah.
What do you sell the most flavor of? What's kind of the signature flavor?
Yeah, well, we brought some today. It's our black raspberry chocolate chip, and by far that's our
so
most
good.
Popular flavor. So
it's beautiful, too.
A little
it's
cold,
a beautiful
but we're trying
cream.
To get it
it's
the eating temperature.
It is a beautiful color. Yeah, it's just is the whole family in on the business, too? I know you said you're fourth generation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my aunt and my
ice cream,
dad still are alive and work. My aunt still works every day. My dad just kind of retired. He's 87. He just retired last summer. It's definitely a family business, and it's a lot of fun.
I had a friend who worked at an ice cream shop that I won't name on the south side, but she said there was a method to scooping. You can't just chip away at it. You have to kind of go around the edges. Is that true?
Well, yeah,
he's
laughing because
I'm right?
You
yeah.
definitely. I've been in retail all my life, and so I've been in the store, scooped a lot of ice cream. So yeah, you definitely have to get your scooping technique down for sure.
Most people, they try to avoid their family during the day. You're working with your family. There's got to be some challenges that come along with that, but you guys somehow just get along? That's amazing.
Well, Well, I mean, I could. How long do we have here today? So, no, seriously, we all have our own kind of niche in the business. So yeah. I'm in retail. My brother's in flavor development. My cousin actually is our CEO. He's the really smart one. I think I'm the fun one.
But, we think
and the good looking
so.
One.
I don't know about that. Yeah. He says I'm the good looking one, but yeah. But I don't think that at all. But you know, we definitely, you know, being fourth generation coming into the business, we definitely had our challenges, and so we seriously hired great people to help us to get to where we are today. So
we have cool. Tim Philpott and Chip Grader in studio from Grader's Ice Cream. Can you guys hang for a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you and the ice cream, yeah. Of course, too. We're happy you're here, but let's get a check of traffic. Susan, you got to come down here and get some ice cream later.
No, sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Ice cream, vanilla ice cream, strawberry ice cream.
Chip Grader and Tim Philpott. From Grader's Ice Cream, grand opening, the ribbon cutting is in Winnetka today. We're so happy to have you guys with us in studio.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
All right, and Mike Jacobson, our producer, had a really good question about developing flavors, how you come up with new flavors. Mikey, what were you asking those guys?
Yeah, I'm just curious in terms of, you said that your brother was in flavor development. So what does that entail? Is he actually coming up with the chemistry aspect of that? Is he coming up with the formulas that you need to make your blackberry, raspberry, or whatever flavor sure. you got going on?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he just hides himself in his room all day and looks at computer, and I don't know what he does, really, but he definitely is magic. And
is he a chemist?
Well, he's not a chemist. He was a biologist by major in college, but he's really good at, I mean, no, he knows how to make the ice cream. I don't know how to make the ice cream. I can dip a great cone for you, but he's the one that really knows. He works with the, you know, just take, for example, our black raspberry chocolate chip ice cream. Well, that base is black raspberries, and so he worked with the farmers and so forth to make sure that we have enough fruit to provide for a whole year of that ice cream. So he's always working and trying to find the newest and greatest flavor trends to create a new flavor.
Is there one flavor that just did not work that you guys tried to develop and said right away, as soon as you tried it, you said, you know what, that was a mistake?
Kale.
Well,
the kale-flavored ice cream. Yeah.
He's come up with some definitely many flavors that I'm like, ah, I don't know. But there was one in particular that he continues to try and develop. It's called, it's a Mexican chocolate. And it's just not one that there's people that like it, but it's not one that I prefer, really. And he's had three renditions. So
yeah, we tried it again last summer.
We did. And it was better, but it's still a little iffy.
Still
on my...
Still working on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still in development.
Yeah, flavor development, right? Yeah.
I'm eating the black raspberry chocolate chip, and it is delicious.
Thank you.
Oh, no, this is awesome.
We got to get back to the Mexican chocolate. I'm just curious, what is in that?
Well, it was a kind of a dark chocolate ice cream with, he had, you know, some Mexican spices and a little cinnamon, and it had some little bit of heat at the end. So you taste it was pretty chocolatey, and then at the end it was you'd get a little heat from it. It was actually last summer was the third time, and it was actually pretty darn good.
It's like gastronomy with the different flavors. Like you get the spicy
absolutely.
And the cool taste going at the same time.
And with a lot of our flavors, there's always, I mean, all ice cream is good. So there's always a group of people that, we love that, even though that it may not have been widely successful. And a lot of people did like that Mexican chocolate, but maybe not enough.
I'm tasting the mint chocolate chip. It's such a smooth, creamy taste to it. It literally is like you took a thin mint, like a Girl Scout cookie. I mean, the mint flavor just pops so much, more so than any other ice cream.
It's not only the flavor, but it's a chip said how...
Come on, it does.
How the family makes the ice cream creates that mouthfeel. That 2.5 gallons at a time, what that does is it allows you to not put much air in the ice cream. So it's a very dense, heavy ice cream, so that you can taste that.
I just love the way Andre just described it—the creaminess
it
in the
is. In it's like a gelato.
I had at a local ice cream store the Mexican. It was like a cayenne hot.
Yep.
It was delicious. So I think you guys should stick with this. You're Graders. You can make it better, greater than anybody else. So I just don't shy away. That is a winner.
All right. I'll let Bob know that.
Yep.
And you talked real quick too. You talked about the French pot process. Yep. Explain that. There's a cool little video on your website where it shows what you guys are
doing. Sure, we take two gallons of our base, of our liquid ice cream, pour it into a stainless steel pot, and that spins around in a kind of a saltwater bath that's about negative 15 degrees, and that slowly that ice cream inside that bath hardens up to kind of like cake batter consistency. And if it's a chip flavor, we'll pour in dark chocolate in, if it's a chip, and that'll kind of coat the sides of that pot. And then we'll take a paddle with a guy, and he'll paddle that ice cream and those chips up. And then we'll.
It's like fudge.
It's it is. It's very, very much like that.
Fudge.
So.
And who named the chip Wheelies? Did you?
Well, I don't know.
It's everything's named. There,
yeah,
right?
Well, sort of. I'm a chip off the old block.
A chip off the old
blockhead.
That's actually. I want to know if there's like an integrity ice cream thing going on, because like people who, you know, like alcoholics. I don't mean it like that. I mean people who enjoy drinking. Mm-hmm. They would never put, say, soda in their vodka or something in their whiskey. I mean, when somebody orders like a hot fudge sundae, is that like almost ruining the ice cream? Just have the ice cream pure.
You know, it's funny. Question. It's funny because if you ask the greater family, and I would ask one after the other, hey, what's your favorite flavor? You know what? Hey, and almost to a person. Vanilla, because
really?
They're purists. Because
oh,
they're purists. They love the ice cream.
No sprinkles, no nuts.
Well, I mean, I like all that. Yeah. I mean, I like all that stuff. But
right.
But if I'm just gonna have a dish or cone, I like a little scoop of vanilla and a little scoop of chocolate. That's like my favorite go to. But I mean, I love some of our seasonal flavors. They're amazing. Peppermint stick at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We have incredible peach
pumpkin.
Ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
In the summertime. So
mint cookies and cream is that
yeah. Right now, I just had a cone the other day. It was awesome. Oh. It was really good.
It's awesome, and there's giant bite size of cookies too. Yeah. You don't skimp. You don't get like little crumbs of cookies. You get the chunk.
I like the concept too. You said your dad was 87,
mm-hmm.
So he's been around ice cream his whole life, and he's 87 years old. That is, I hope he lives to be 187. But that is a good, solid life right there, and been around the product. So you can. There's a nice balance there. You can enjoy your ice cream mm-hmm. and live long.
Well, absolutely, and. You know, I've got older kids, and they're coming up in the business, starting to kind of work a little bit. So it's been great to have that person to kind of look up to, and you know, your grandfather's working right beside you.
Can
That's
you give
great.
Mary something to do on a weekend?
Absolutely.
Maybe she
absolutely.
Can come in and
absolutely.
Sample the new flavors.
She's a great
scoop up
in
Winnetka. She can scoop. We always
awesome.
Need folks
you can
in the
teach
summer.
Her the right way. Hey, give the address one more time for folks out there.
It's 940 Green Bay Road, which is right at the corner of Green Bay and Gage, right in Winnetka there. So. Around the corner.
And the ribbon cutting is tonight. Thank you guys for being here, Chip and Tim. And best of luck on the new location. It's Grater's Ice Cream.